And right now it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Sports, sports, sports. I guess maybe we'll start off with the National Hockey League, all right?
Okie doke.
Oh, it's I missed what happened with last night, but that has been the most exciting thing to talk about since they resumed play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did they start off with Tampa Bay beating Columbus 2-1? All right, so Tampa Bay has a 3-1 lead in games now. Colorado just smacked Arizona. I knew that was coming yesterday. They beat them 7-1. And then and probably the best game of the day, Boston and Carolina. Boston looked like they were sleepwalking in the game. They were down 2-0 going into the third period, and they popped off 4 goals in a row to beat Carolina yesterday 4-3. So a big comeback by Boston yesterday puts them up in their series 3-1. And the reigning Stanley Cup champs, they beat Vancouver last night 3-1 after falling behind in this series 2-0. They evened it up at 2-2. So that was yesterday's. Today, Philadelphia takes on Montreal. The Flyers are up 2-1. That game is at 3. Calgary and Dallas hit the ice at 5:30 tonight. They're tied at 2-2. The Islanders look to put the broom tonight to the Capitals. They play at 8 o'clock. They're up 3-0. And Vegas, after losing game 4, looks to eliminate Chicago today. They're up 3-1. And that game's at 10:30 tonight. So, I mean, I love it. I got hockey today from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until probably 1:30 in the morning.
And the Bruins just don't seem to miss their goaltender.
And that's why I'm so happy they won. I thought yesterday watching that game, like they hit a low because that clown quit on them. And they picked up their bootstraps and came out in the third period and put that game away. So I'm besides the Islanders, I'm rooting for the Bruins now because I want Tuukka Rask to get it stuck to them.
All right. And first of all, in football, Kansas City, this football season is going to allow a capacity of 22% of the stadium. They'll have a game by game lottery to see who gets the tickets. I think that if you're going to play football and you've got a stadium that seats 60, 70,000 people, give that a shot. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think it's really tough though. How you're going to, the amount of work that has to go in to make sure that fans equally get tickets. You know what I mean? That's going to be the toughest part.
Yeah, but you know, at least they're doing something with it. I mean, baseball can go exactly the same route, and they're not doing it, which is bad. There should be people watching these games. At least football's giving people an opportunity to go watch it. And like I said, I mean, football stadiums are a little bit bigger than baseball, but you can put 15,000 people into the baseball stadium with no problem. So I'm glad football, if they play, I won't watch, but I'm glad that they're letting some people come in to watch.
Yeah, and the whole key here is they're not going to open up their kiosks, you know, for food where people stand in line and stuff like that. They're going to do their so it's, we'll see what happens. But it's a way to look at it anyway to go. From
I don't
there.
See how food does anything. I don't understand that.
No, because you're standing
if you're eating a hamburger, how are you going to get sick?
If people stayed 6 feet apart from one another in the line, they would. But most cities have that social distancing.
You realize how many opportunities there are to buy food in the stadium when you only have a third of the crowd?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's one of those weird, tough decisions. All right. Let's see. What else we want to go in sports?
Baseball.
Oh, how about that? Where do you want to go in baseball?
The Crankies finally have a meaningful series. They're playing the Rays tonight, who are, I think, 2 games behind. And they go out to play the Rays without LeMahieu. He got hurt. I think he got hurt eating a bowl of Captain Crunch. And then you have Stanton and Judge. They're on their perennial I don't take steroids injuries. So it'd be interesting to see how Tampa Bay fares against the Yankees today without those 3 guys. The Yankees are the typical Yankees. They got 5 hits last night. 4 of them were home runs, and that's how they won the game. That's called boring baseball.
All right.
5 hits, 4 home runs. You win the game with the home runs. That, to me, that's about as boring as it can be.
Except for Tatis, this kid is something else.
Who's he?
He's got 11 home runs already. in 24 games.
I think Mr. Tatis needs to get up against Steve Carlton, Don Drysdale, and Bob Gibson. And as soon as he sees that rolling sign go by his eyes real close so he can see the ball come by about 3 inches from his eyes, I don't think he'd be digging in and doing launch and lift that much anymore. Baseball's nothing more than a glorified home run derby, and it's a real garbage product.
You know what? You know, speaking about garbage product, boy, the Red Sox do have a way to go. I watched a couple of the hits in the gaps last night that the Yankees did, and they're just not playing well as a team. They're underplaying balls, and yeah. They're playing the bounces off the walls crazy. I mean, the Yankees had. It wasn't a Yankee game. I was watching another game on Major League Baseball.
Because, four to hits, the Yankees got one over the wall.
But one of the games I was watching the other day, a runner, there was a base hit, a runner on second. The runner was, the outfielder got the ball, okay? The runner was just rounding third. Do you know what the outfielder did?
Threw to third?
Threw to the cutoff man. I mean, he didn't.
What were you supposed to do?
No, he had a chance to get him. He was not deep in the
outfield. I didn't see the play. I have no idea. If he was deep,
no,
you have to hit the cutoff man. But if you're like within 250 feet of the plate, you make a throw home.
He was only about 25 feet behind an infielder.
The outfield?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think my friend was telling me about this play the other day. My buddy that was Mark Fittich's roommate. We were talking about the bad quality of baseball, and he told me about a play. He said, you know what? He said, you at your age, without even warming up, could have threw this guy out at home. I think it's the same play.
It's the exact same play. I'm telling you. And the announcers were just shocked. They played it over two or three times, and you can see by the time the outfielder ran
in. I think it was the Met game he was telling me about.
It might be. By the time the outfielder got to the ball and picked it up, the runner had just put his first foot on third base and was just turning for home. He would have been out by 10 feet.
It has to be the same play.
Yeah.
It has to be the same play because he told me, he said, I could have threw the guy out without even warming up and he would have been out by about 40 feet.
Yeah, no, it was I'm someone who's not an athlete, but I was watching enough baseball, and I said to myself, "Gosh, if he gets to the dugout and doesn't get his rear end reamed, something's wrong here."
And he let him get the base.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, and that's what I've been saying all along. I mean, it doesn't matter who you watch, the Yankees, the Mets, the Cleveland Indians. It doesn't matter who you watch. The quality of baseball is absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. I mean, when you put down no fundamentals, like you just said, and then you put in the launch and lift, who wants to watch that? I don't want to watch it. I have more enjoyment going out and watching these kids play like 18U, 17U, where they're actually hitting the ball and stealing bases and playing baseball. They're just not sitting there and playing home run derby and strikeout derby. It's a terrible product. It really is.
It's too bad. As I was watching the game, the Yankee game last night, you know, they got the rain started coming down, pouring, right? And I said to myself, they're getting all the rain. So I turned off the TV and I went to bed. And about 10 minutes later, boom, we had the same thunderstorms. Rain, like, did it rain down there pretty good for a while?
Yeah, it poured down here, like around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was around, I guess it was around 10 o'clock by the time it got to our house, too. But I'll tell you, baseball is not the same. It's not
nope.
And I'll be honest with you, Mike, the 60-game season, I know they, but you know what? The Yankees are 16-6. The Red Sox are 6-16. It's just a mess. It's just a mess.
And you throw the Pirates in there. I think they won a few games. I think they're up to five.
Yeah, it's just a mess. I mean, and I know. So I heard one of the announcers say last night, there shouldn't, you know, to win in a 60-game season, there shouldn't be any asterisk. No, there shouldn't be an asterisk.
Are you kidding me?
There should be three asterisks because it's not the same game.
No. Baseball, and the same can be said for horse racing about. the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, the Preakness, whoever wins, if there's a Triple Crown winner, whatever, there's definitely got to be an asterisk there, too.
Yeah, there just does. I mean, it's just not the same. Baseball is 162 games where you got
it's a grind,
and it's 60 games, I'm sorry, is not a grind. And you know what? You know why the Yankees are sitting out these guys now? Because they realize, doesn't matter, they're going to be in the playoffs. So they have no incentive to send any, with the start like they've had, to send anybody out there.
Well, you can believe that if you want, but these guys are really hurt. Trust me.
No, I'm not saying that they're not really hurt. All I'm just saying is they're good. These teams that have these big leads now that have already won almost 20 games, they're not going to take a chance. They're just not.
No, they're going to. I mean, how many teams make the playoffs now? 15 or something?
It's like eight in each league. It's like half the teams. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bad product. It's a watered down product. It's kind of like watching Family Guy.
All right. Well, hey, I'll check with you tomorrow, Mr. Cozy Corner.
Yeah. Now, just a quick question with that. Do I have to give a different play on the radio or what we're putting there? How are we doing that?
Same play.
I already got it down. So
we're just exposing it out. That's all. We're just exposing it out, making it more available to more people.
And you want me to send my thing to you as an email, correct?
Send it to Jill.
Send it to Jill?
Send it to Jill, and she'll phrase it in a way you guys know. I don't. So she'll phrase it in a way that I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
No problem. All right, we'll get that done.
All right, Mike, hey.
And guess what I'm doing today?
What?
Guess.
Teaching.
No, that would be something enjoyable. Guess what I'm doing today?
What? I don't know.
I'm playing golf.
Oh, no, you're going out for a few beers.
No, I don't drink when I play golf.
Okay.
I play 12 holes and quit.
Well, have fun today.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice.
All right, enjoy.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozy with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.